It's Audio Mo. Day.
Ouch.
Well, my Audio Mo journey didn't make it into week four. All because of some tiny little insect. So, back on the 22nd, we'd been out and we came home. And a couple of minutes after I got in, my ankle felt like it was going to go under me. So I hobbled over to the sofa and sat down on the sofa and put my leg up and had a look at it. And literally within the next 2 minutes, from my toes to about halfway up my left leg, went bright red and my leg started swelling up. So to cut a long story short, basically I'd been bitten or stung by something and I had a horrendous allergic reaction to it. So for just over a week now, I've more or less been flat. So either laying in bed, trying to sleep because of all the painkillers and the antibiotics and stuff I'm on, knocking me out, or on the sofa with my leg up because I've got to keep it elevated to try and get the swelling down. The first week's antibiotics didn't really, I suppose, touch it really, but I went to the doctors the other day and I'm now on a second week's course of antibiotics, and touch wood, it does seem to be going down now. So it's a hell of a lot better than it was, and I can get around now and I can even sit at my workstation in the studio and actually do some bits. So I thought Audio Mo deserved a final Mo for this year, seeing I didn't manage to get everything done. But it's been a right pain, to be honest. One way you can tell I'm getting better is that I've got to have a little rant. So normally I watch next to no TV, just not interested in it really. Yeah, I am the audio wrangler. Audio is my thing, so music and podcasts and stuff like that. So most media I consume is audio. But obviously, while I've been laid up for the last 10 days nearly, I've had to watch TV a bit. And Glastonbury Festival was on at the same time, so there's loads and loads of coverage this year. But how can I put it? Disappointed. Now, obviously, there's a caveat to this that I realise new bands aren't made for me. I'm not their core market. And really, I suppose I'm sort of focusing in on, I suppose, what you'd call indie bands, new bands. But there just doesn't seem to be any danger with them, if you know what I mean. To me, the whole point of starting to be in bands was, it was, I suppose in a way, it was rebellious. And you look back at all the big movements in music, so rock and roll to start with, you know, and then I suppose the 60s boom of like bands like the Beatles and Stones and the Kinks and people like that. And then all the garage bands in the States, like the Stooges and the MC5 and, of course, my absolute favourites, the Velvet Underground, that were all like the precursors of punk. Punk itself. All of these movements, they've all had an edge to them. They've all been, I suppose you could say, dangerous. I don't know, you know. But they've all had a hard, not a hard edge, but they've had an edge to them that just seems to have disappeared now. Every new band that I saw over the weekend on the coverage, they were dreadful. And it's nothing to do with the genre of music they're playing. They're just so, it just, loads of them are really twee. Lots of hipster beards, lots of kooky kitsch clothing, and oh, let's chuck in a weird or discordant 70s keyboard and mix this up. It's crap. It's absolute crap. It's trying to be dangerous by numbers, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. It's just rubbish. I probably sound like a really old man here, but no, I seek out new music all the time, you know, interesting and left field kind of bands. And sorry, none of these bands are that. They're far too clean to be as dirty as they want to be, if you see what I mean. They want to act more dangerous than they actually are. Disappointing, really. I don't see why. Because I just can't understand where they would be young and decide to be a band and then be so twee and shite. Well, I've had my rant. There you go. So to finish today's mow off, after I've been all ranty and angry and moany, and in tribute to whatever it was that stung me or bit me, it wasn't a bee, but in tribute to that, here's the greatest band ever to have come out of Doncaster, Beach Buggy. Bye!